This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and we are now standing by for the Eric Kendricks Show here on your home, the Cowboys, brought to you by Keurig and Dr. Pepper. Most every Thursday at 5 o'clock right here during your football season, we give you the Cowboys player show, and Eric Kendricks has been great all year long. Can't wait to chat with him about this matchup with the Eagles, how he's feeling and all that. And then, you know, the expressway is coming up in about 20 minutes. LA Live's coming up at 5:40. Micah Parsons telling a funny story of running into Jerry at the Las Vegas Super Bowl. Have you guys seen this on Cowboys Twitter last couple of days? I think I can get this in here.
Yes.
Yeah. He said, I was on the side of the road. I was outside the Wynn Hotel. Jerry walks out of the Wynn and goes, Micah, where are you going? Are you going to the game? And I said, nah. He said, you want to? I was like, yeah. So he brought me to the game, and I was like, cool. All right. So Micah just in Vegas. Jerry happens to walk out, head to the Super Bowl. It's a very timely.
Got him in the suite.
Yeah. Says, we got a chance to talk for a few hours. It goes to show you how generous and caring he is. He broke me down about life and football and how he sees the players, how he sees the team, and where he wants to go with us. The fact that he did that with me, it goes to show that our relationship is growing, and he trusts me. Parsons on if it's a good or bad thing to have a team owner that is so close with the players. I think it's a good thing, he says. Honestly, a lot of owners don't care. Jerry cares about how comfortable we are. He cares about this facility. When you walk in the building, it says it's a privilege, not a right to wear the star. I think when you get an owner like that actually cares and actually wants to be involved in this process instead of like, this is a moneymaker, this is about money to me, says his heart is in it. And when someone's heart is in it, think about family. Family doesn't always do the right things or make the right decisions, but you still love them because they care. They actually care about the significance about what they're doing. I thought that was a cool story for Micah Parsons to share. It's one of the stories going viral on Cowboys Twitter here this week as they get set for a big matchup with the division rival Eagles. And the Eric Kendricks Show is now brought to you by Keurig and Dr. Pepper. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
What's up?
Well, you know, we're just we're getting set here for a big football Friday. Excited to talk with you. How different is it as a defensive player going into a game with the backup quarterback? Anything different for you?
Nah, not really.
How's Cooper been this week? Tearing you guys up or what?
Always, man. I played against Cooper. He beat me, so.
That's right.
Yeah. Sure did.
Yeah, that was he had a good run a couple years back, went 4-1. So internally here, with three in a row to the downside, is there any you know, gut check time or any lack of confidence going on?
I mean, it's got to be gut check time. I feel like we need that win, you know, for sure. I mean, it's obvious, but yeah, you know, starts this week. You know, you got to let go kind of, and you got to get back on it, get back on the horse.
What's it looking like it's going to take to slow down Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley and the guys?
I mean, we got to stop the run. I mean, I feel like, obviously, we know that they have weapons everywhere, and the run game is a little bit unconventional. You know, they have really good offensive line. The quarterback run is a go. They run, like, a lot of draws and quarterback keepers with him. So you can't forget about them. But, you know, obviously they have 26 back there running the ball, too.
Yeah, what'd you think about that reverse hurdle play there from Saquon? How many times did you stop and rewind that thing during the film watching?
I've seen it more on social media, I would say. It's pretty crazy.
Have you ever seen anything like that before?
You know, I feel like, you know, you play football long enough, you've seen some pretty crazy stuff. You know, there's this league, it harnesses, you know, the best athletes in the world and some of the biggest freaks in the world as well.
How much do you sympathize and feel for that Jaguars players now just gone viral in the worst way possible?
I mean, you know, what are you going to do? You know, whatever. Sometimes you get got. Sometimes you get going.
You ever got like that? A runner ever jumped over you?
I remember there was one time in college. I was going to. It was on the goal line, and you know, obviously, goal line. You're susceptible to have the leapers, you know, jump over the line. And it seemed like a pretty clean fit to me. And I was getting ready to make contact. And, I mean, I think he just got super airborne, like way deeper than I thought he was. His name is Kadeem Carey, I think.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he played in the league for a while. Mm-hmm. But he did it. And I just watched him kind of like as I whipped
slow motion
to the top. So yeah, I've been got.
How impressed were you by Bijan Robinson last week?
Good back, you know, a lot of really good contact balance. His ability to like use his speed, but also slow down and get square to the line of scrimmage. You know, it was really good. I feel like, you know, obviously running backs, one of their attributes is speed. We all know, we all want a fast running back. We all know running backs for their speed, but, you know, you got to be able to slow down sometimes in order to be successful.
Was that a position you ever wanted to play growing up? Did you spend some time at running back?
Yeah, no, I was a position I spent a lot of time. You know, I was a running back linebacker, and I feel like that's what kind of, you know, so when I do feel some of the run fits behind the line of scrimmage, I do feel like a running back because it's like I wouldn't go there, but I would go here. And you kind of sometimes just you don't see him at all until you meet him right there in the hole or wherever it may be. Yeah, you know, my dad was a running back. My brother was a running back. You know, brothers were running backs. Mm-hmm. You know, and then my brother kind of chose linebacker when he went to college. And, you know, I was kind of like, hey, He's having success at linebacker. Let me go ahead and give that a run.
Yeah, it was a good choice there. Eric Kendricks here with you on 105.3 The Fan. So what's different with, you know, the Eagles this time around based on, you know, teams that you've seen in the past? Are these guys, they're still bringing the tush push to you, aren't they?
Yeah. You know, I feel like they have a lot of the, you know, same nucleus, I want to say. You know, obviously, you know, Kels is not there no more, but that was like one of the first things I started watching was the center, you know, see, you know, because I've played so many games against him.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's fast as well. He's very fast, very quick on his feet, you know, very good position blocker, you know, gets going really fast. So, you know, they kind of, you know, it seems like they kind of, you know, got a guy who's in there has good speed, just like he did. So that was like the main thing I was like, you know, curious about going in. But, you know, their line is always, you know, worked together really well, and big boys.
Hey, Eric, okay, you said you're watching Cam Jurgens, the center. Okay, here's my tip of the week, watching him play.
Okay, wait. You ready? I remember there was a tip last time.
It was special teams. It was a special teams tip.
All right, well,
you were on special teams. But this is a tip about Jurgens.
Do we not want this? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
you got to keep this.
I'm just saying, like, chances are, if you know a tip, I know a tip. So
no,
let's
I'm just
not,
I'm confirming.
Let's go tip for tip right
no,
now.
No, I'm confirming. I'm just trying.
You don't need to confirm. I do my homework.
Okay, I'm just.
So he knows this. Basically, let's.
I'm just asking this. Okay, I noticed this about Jurgens when Becton touches him, the ball's immediately coming.
Mm-hmm.
That's my tip of the week. That he doesn't wait. Like some of these centers, like put their head down.
Yeah, and bob a little bit.
They bob a little bit. As soon as Becton touches his leg, that ball's coming. That's just what just watching him. Because I was trying to think of like, okay, how do you get off on the football here? Because I was trying to talk to one of my listeners here about, okay, how do you maybe, what do you look for? When you're in these games, do you kind of pick up things of how to get, you know, off the ball? Especially when you're playing at your home stadium, that maybe get a little bit of advantage on these guys. That was my tip for the, not for tip for you, but for my listeners, is what it was.
Eric
laid out on me there, didn't you?
Hey, I don't know if that's true or not. Okay, when you've been watching film in the past, is there a player, and they don't have to be in the league anymore, it can be a team that you're not even playing, but that's given you like the biggest tell, like, holy moly, this one saved me here. I was able to make a big time play because of said this during film work.
Yeah, I mean, just that's happened, shoot, countless times, honestly. Little things where you're like, it just a light switch, you're like, oh wow. All the time. To a fault too, exactly, you know, cuz like you need to still play things true. You know, if you know and you want to take a risk, you know, you better be right, you know, essentially. Yeah. But I remember there was a game in college where I studied, you know, and thought I knew everything about a team, and they came out and they ran this, and I thought I was for sure right. I ran to the other side of the, you know, and they just ran a wrinkle off of it. Mm-hmm. And you can't, there's some things that you could feel as the game goes on, and those are the things I like to lean on. But, you know, if you're still trying to get your bearings, if you're not too sure, you know, you got to play it true.
Eric Kendricks, Cowboys linebacker, with us here on The Fan. Your team makes a trade for Jonathan Mingo, a new wide receiver. When that happens, is there an introduction? Have you even met him yet? How does that even work? He plays on the other side of the ball. At what point will you even introduce yourself to him?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously we're different sides of the ball, so I mean, I'll see him around for sure. But you know, he gets introduced to the team. You know,
pretty chill.
It's pretty chill. It's like, you know, it happens, you know, pretty frequently.
Did things go all right with Justin Phillips? He's back in Buffalo. Said he likes being where he's wanted.
Jordan
Phillips. My bad.
Jordan Phillips. Yeah, I mean, that's you know. That's my guy. You know, I feel like he came in, had a good attitude, big vet in the league. So, you know, I'm glad he's, you know, where he wants to be, I guess.
I saw you had a food question on your Instagram story the other night. Do we have somebody in your circle that is dipping cinnamon rolls into chili?
Yeah, so my wife made chili the other night, and
it's a good time
of
year.
And I had my massage therapist came over, and I was like, hey, if you want some chili, you know, you can grab a plate or a bowl. And she was like, how about cinnamon rolls? And I was like,
what?
No, we have chili. Like, what do you mean cinnamon rolls? No, we have chili. And she's like, no, have you ever had like cinnamon rolls with chili? And I was like, no, why would I ever do that? And she was like, oh, it's a Midwest thing. I think she's from, you know, South Dakota. Oh. So I put it on my Instagram, and I mean, Wyoming, Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota, North Dakota. These are like Minnesota. Like, these are some of the places that they eat, you know, cinnamon rolls and chili. Like, it's a thing. They have it at school lunches. Have it.
What?
Like, yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, no, this is what I thought.
It's unbelievable, dude.
I'll do a top 10 at 4:20 every day, and one of them was like weird food pairings. Like, you've got cheese that'll go on apple pie in Green Bay or Wisconsin. Do you have like a weird food combo that maybe other people would think is disgusting, but you're like, no, dude, try it. It's actually delicious.
I do mayo on my hot dogs, you know.
Okay.
So I mean, I don't know if that's, I found out the other day that people think that's weird, but to me it's like a burger, you know, you put mayo on a burger. But my wife is Canadian, and they dip their potato chips in ketchup, which I think is actually really good. It tastes like fries. Ooh, yeah, which I never fries, really, yeah. Like, huh. I never really thought that was a thing, but they actually have like ketchup flavored potato chips.
Mm-hmm. Might have to try that one out. But did you end up putting the cinnamon roll in the chili?
I tried it today. I mean, it just wasn't. I guess you have to be like kind of raised on it. I don't know. Like, I've had French fries and like ice cream. You know, like dip it in the ice cream. I've had that. I've had like, you know, chicken and waffles.
Yeah,
like,
it's a good combo.
I get the sweet and savory thing, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. the chili was just kind of throwing me off.
What about pineapple on pizza?
No.
That's a no-go for you?
It's a no-go.
Not into that one.
What about beans in the chili, Eric?
Bean? Like, so, oh, this is another debate, too, that's come up from
one.
This.
Yeah, it's a big
like,
one.
Chili apparently does not have beans in it. It can have beans, but that's chili with beans. I don't know. Like, but a chili does not have to have beans, or doesn't have beans. That's what I've heard today. Yeah, I don't know.
So
but
I do like beans. Carne?
I do like, yeah, I do like beans in my chili. So.
Damn, dude.
I mean,
but that's offensive here. Like, you come to Texas, and if you're having a chili cook-off or something, you got beans in the chili, they're gonna look at you funny.
Exactly. No beans. Yeah. You know, that's a thing.
Crazy.
Figure that out today.
Well, best of luck to you on Sunday. Cowboys-Eagles 325 at the stadium. Give them hell, Eric. We'll be pulling for you.
Appreciate it. See ya.
The Eric Kendrick Show brought to you by Keurig and Dr. Pepper here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. And I'd never heard about the cinnamon roll chili thing. I love both a lot. You know, I do. I am a bean in chili guy. You know, I didn't realize until I got to Texas that that was a thing. Just like Kendrick's. It's like, wait, hold on now here.
Yeah.
It's not. So then my follow-up question, what's chili con carne? That's chili with meat.
Chili with meat, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I thought it was already meat.
Exactly. To me, chili.
I've never even heard of chili con carne.
It should be, chili con beans, right?
Chili con beans.
Chili assumes the meat is in there.
Right, yeah, exactly. Right? Yes. And I grew up, because my mom is from Jersey, and she, you know, with all the Italian stuff and everything like that, like the I grew up eating chili with beans in it like it was nothing. It wasn't until I got into high school that my friends would look at me funny when we would have chili at the house, and they'd be like, what is going on? Why are beans in the chili?
Why are beans in the chili?
Yeah, and I was like, okay, I guess this is a problem.
I wanted the extra protein. You know,
yeah,
I
think just a little bit more
filler.
Exactly.
There,
yeah.
You know, otherwise you just have basically a bowl of meat in the red sauce.
In sauce. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the chili to you. That's the chili.
You put some onion in there, maybe some cheese.
I get the beans in there, and then I get the saltine crackers. You know, I like saltines.
Wolf Brand makes, I like that.
Kind of that orange flavored chili. Wolf
got
Brand
beans in it. It's got some little beef chunks.
Okay, saltine crackers in the chili, or the like a Fritos.
Fritos all day.
I'll go Fritos.
It's usually the like pick your poison.
Honestly, I'm a big cornbread guy. Like cornbread and chili.
Yeah,
for sure. That's heaven.
Yeah. Mush it up in there, whatever.
Yeah. You ever put with rice and tortilla chips?
Yes, dude.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's good stuff, right?
No, dude. Okay. Yeah. It's so good. It's so good.
Okay. So is the Expressway. We go commercial free every night from 5:20 all the way to the top. LA Live's coming up at 5:40. The Expressway. Everything that's been breaking. I think we're going to tie in a rim session here. We'll get some hoop talk coming up for you as well right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78 million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's time now to hit the expressway. Let's go commercial free to the top. LA Live with Lucius Alexander is coming up here at 5:40. And the expressway is brought to you by the On Time Experts. The segment of the nation brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And Wooly, you know this very well. This is the football hour.
Sure is. Football Hour brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, where B-Dubs is football, and encourage everybody to go out to B-Dubs off of Hewlin in Fort Worth tomorrow, 10 to 2. KMC Masterpiece going to be partying out there with you.
Half off boneless wings tonight, too, by the way, at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes.
Let's go.
Half off boneless wings.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, you got to love a half off Thursday. You know, whatever kind of establishment you may be in, it's a perfect way to get the weekend started. media allowed in the Cowboys locker room today, and you know, thoughts on playing with Cooper Rush was one of the themes of the session. Edge rusher Micah Parsons saying, "I still believe we can make a run. I've seen what Cooper Rush can do." He did. A couple of years ago, he beat the Bengals when they were still good. He did beat the Vikings. I remember that day. We were just talking about with Eric Kendricks. He says, "That's a good boy right there," Micah Parsons said about Cooper Rush. "Cooper's got a lot of talent. He won games for us by just doing the basics, just playing good football. So it's not like he can't do it." Cowboys tight end Jake Ferguson was walking by as Rush was talking to reporters and said, "If you guys see a quick flash of red on Sunday, don't be afraid. It is it's just number 10. So whenever you see teammates trying to talk up a player this much, you know they're just trying to give him confidence, and it's probably not a good thing. But you can't, you know, you can't deny that the Cooper Rush has some ability. I was kind of surprised a couple of years back that he didn't have more offers than the one he got.
Yeah, he was trying to get out to Vegas, right?
Yeah.
And then the flight, the weather, that afternoon weather got him. He got delayed, and he just, you know, he said, "Man, I'm supposed to be here."
Next thing you know, he's back with the Cowboys.
The best thing that Micah Parsons and those guys can do in that room for Cooper Rush is play really, really well on defense.
that's what they did during that four and one stretch.
They gave up less than 20 points in those games. And you know, the one game he did lose was a game in Philadelphia where he had a couple of turnovers, unfortunately, and
could have beat him.
Yeah. And so it's just if everybody's if they love Cooper Rush. You know, go out and play, give it your best, because that's what it's absolutely going to take for him to get the W on Sunday.
Zach Martin, once again, did not practice today. Deron Bland did not practice. Still no word on Dak Prescott and a possible IR stint. Eric Kendricks not practicing. So they are very much the walking wounded. Mike McCarthy saying about Dak, he's still going through the process. I know he wants to keep playing. It's obviously a serious injury.
It is.
CD's not serious. He was limited today. So that's just probably a pain tolerance thing there with the AC joint. I remember when Zeke had that a few years back, and can be quite painful, but it appears that CD has the ability to focus through and play through the pain. It was a heck of a job on Sunday in defeat against the Falcons, getting back in the game. I was surprised considering the way he was kind of moving around and reacting to some of the early hits. You got Diggs and Guyton limited as well. So that's kind of your Cowboys injury report. Jonathan Mingo made his Cowboys practice debut. He's the new number 81. Okay, so that's fun. He says, "It's a fresh start for me. I'm glad they took a chance on me so I can show them what I can do. Somebody finally believed in me so I can show them what I can
do." It's kind of a common thread around the NFL right now. When you go somewhere else, you play the "nobody believed in me" card at Buffalo or in Carolina or whatever else.
Yeah, I'm glad to be where, you know, the guys believe in me.
Yeah.
He was asked, "Why didn't things work out with the Panthers?" "I don't know. You can talk to them. It ain't up to me. It's between the front office and coaching staff. I know there are some things I could have done better, but I'm here now." Okay, so maybe it's a maturity thing, right? And he needed a change of scenery. He admits that he could have done some things better. Typically, those guys don't reverse course, especially so early, but it's possible. And one of the ways they do most often reverse course is when the team that have originally drafted them gives up on them. You know, that can be a kind of a reality check type of moment. So they were getting that version of Jonathan Mingo to show up here for the Cowboys.
Man, that would be nice. That'd be nice. This would be one of those you'd love to be proven wrong on. And this dude just goes on and is a bona fide number two, and you feel awesome about it. That'd be sweet.
But on the Cowboys side of it, it's the Jordan Phillips defensive tackle there for now the Bills, who had similar things to say about his experience with the Cowboys. And I just don't know if that defense has been right since last year as far as the morale, the chemistry in the locker room. It seemed like a number of guys felt like they could have been the leader or should have been the leader, but nobody could really tie that group together. I wouldn't be surprised at all if it's disjointed, especially in light of recent losses and the way they've played. It's got to be an incredibly refreshing vibe change for Phillips to check back in with Buffalo, who's been having success and, is competing for the ultimate prize. CeeDee Lamb says he's going to be good to go for Sunday, probably. "My shoulder much better than it was on Sunday, I'll tell you that. I feel like they've taken a big step in these last 2 to 3 days. I'm good, and I was out there running today." And he did say that it is just about pain management.
Hopefully that means we get a nice step in the right direction here shortly for Derek Lively. I wonder how similar their shoulder issues are. The shoulder sprains.
I've just heard it was minor, but you know, again, that was people in the organization. So
you just give Lively a week off.
We'll see.
Bounce back.
Yeah, the shoulder can be very tricky.
Games coming up, man. I mean, they got some really tough games. They got a good. I think Tuesday night they're at Golden State.
Yeah,
and when they go back out on the road.
Well, they got Phoenix tomorrow.
Yeah.
Phoenix beat them pretty good the first time.
Yeah, Golden State like 7-1 now.
Yeah, they are.
I think Cleveland 9-0. There's some teams off to some incredible starts here this NBA season. If you'd missed it in our opening segment, the Longhorns are moving on from former five-star wide receiver Jonte Cook. Steve Sarkisian saying Cook no longer part of the program. That was the Longhorns side of it. I know it initially broke as he's getting out of here. He's bailing, but Steve Sarkisian framed it as a mutual. Highly rated recruit in 2023. He was 26th in the ESPN 300, but his playing time had been quite limited, just 8 catches this season. So he's going to jump in that portal and be looking to go somewhere else starting on December 9th. See, that makes more sense if the program didn't want him anymore. I would feel like if you're the player, I want to stick around and maybe try to win a national championship and you know, put something on film here that could help me.
Well, you wanted some assurances on, you know, what his path was going to be in terms of where he ranked on the depth chart, and he didn't get those. And so now, you know, it's a clean break between both, and he'll enter the transfer portal and go somewhere else. Maybe he ends up at Alabama with another DFW kid from Duncanville. Now, he's a DeSoto guy, but that'd be a fun pairing moving forward.
Did you see the story at Pennsylvania? The authorities investigating a college football player found dead in his dorm.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, Kevin Walker, found by teammates. This is at St. Francis University. They told investigators Walker had been feeling ill in recent days. Police say they suspect no foul play. Mom says the cause of death was sepsis and that toxicology tests are being done to determine more. Sepsis is one of those internal infections that you get when you have some internal bleeding or something, and it went bad on him. And unfortunately, he succumbed to the condition. Stars finally back in action tonight after their Finland road trip. They're going to host Chicago, and the puck is dropping at 7 o'clock there at the AAC. So if you're on your way, have fun. And congrats to UT's Trinity Byers. She becomes the first active NCAA athlete to sign with a women's professional soccer team since the league's recent elimination of the draft. They cut out the draft.
Wow.
Now you sign out of college directly with the NWSL. So congrats there to the Longhorn as she's going to join the San Diego Wave for the upcoming season. All righty. LA Live's coming up here in about 8 minutes. Let's get some basketball, Chief. What do you say?
Yeah. No, I'm totally down. I am curious. Do we want to sink into the interaction that just happened? People are texting about it with Eric Kendricks. Is that something we want to, would we rather do that? I'm asking because I think a lot of people are, at least Daniel in, Daniel's texting in saying that we didn't have your back there. And so is Zach. So I'm wondering, were we not good teammates in that moment? But I did pull it, and I'm thinking. I think Walchuk has a pretty good theory on this.
I think his silence that told me all I needed to know.
It was actually the ultimate respect.
Yes. Yeah, agreed. I think that he absolutely. It was like you what you saw was 100% accurate, and damn, you got a good scout's eye. Yeah. But you've just got. You know, EK, who is a little bit cautious about
I don't blame him.
I don't either.
I think
both sides here are winners.
I'll tell you what, I was trying to avoid because I could ask him food questions all day, you know, but I wanted to, just
talk some football.
Yeah, I just want to talk a little football.
I thought for a second in there, he might have been saying, look, Mr. Scoutman, I got this covered. You just pipe down over there. I don't need your help.
Sure.
I thought that might have been the tone of how it was flowing there for a second. And I was like, man, this weekly conversation just took a big left turn.
That actually would have been kind of juicy if I would have had your back there if that's what the case was. I just thought, no, Eric Kendricks doesn't want us giving anything away that they've clearly seen that could be helpful in their game against the Eagles after the game.
I thought I explained it in a way I tell like my listeners what I, you know.
We have the clip. We can play
it's
it here,
good, man. We're good.
I think it'd be unless you just don't want to.
Oh no, I'm fine. If you want to play whatever you want, I don't. You know,
I think it'd be great to play it back and just sink
sort
into
of explain
it
what happened.
Yeah, because the 214 says it was the worst interview he'd ever heard, and maybe after we provide this context,
I mean, we made history together today.
Little hyperbole right there.
The worst interview on our end or his end?
Wow,
or both? Maybe both. Both
our ends.
Takes two to tango. Yeah. Or in this case, five. Yeah. Okay, all right. G-Bag Nation, you make the call.
At least you made history.
Exactly, man. This was our conversation about 20 minutes ago with Cowboys linebacker Eric Kendricks.
Hey, Eric, okay, you said you're watching Cam Jurgens' center. Okay, here's my tip of the week, watching him play.
Okay, wait. I remember there was a tip last time.
It was special teams. It was a special teams tip.
All right. Well,
You were on special. Live? Yeah, you were on special teams. But mm-hmm. This is a tip about Jurgens.
Do we not want this? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, really? Keep this.
I'm just saying, like, chances are, if you know a tip, I know a tip. So
no,
let's
I'm confirming.
Let's go tip for tip right
no,
now.
No, I'm confirming. I'm just
no, you don't need to confirm. I do my homework.
Okay. I'm just.
So he knows this. Basically, let's.
I'm just asking. I'm just asking this. Okay. You know, if I noticed this about Jurgens, when Becton touches him, the ball's immediately coming.
Mm-hmm.
That's my tip of the week. That he doesn't wait. Like some of these centers, like put their head down.
Yeah, we'll bob a little bit.
They bob a little bit. As soon as Becton touches his leg, that ball's coming. That's just watching him, because I was trying to think of like, okay, how do you get off on the football here? Because I was trying to talk to one of my listeners here about. Okay, how do you maybe, what do you look for? When you're in these games, do you kind of pick up things of how to get, you know, off the ball, especially when you're playing at your home stadium, that maybe get a little bit of advantage on these guys? That was my tip for the, not for tip for you, but for my listeners is what it was.
Eric
laid out on me there, didn't you?
Hey, I don't know if that's true or not.
That was something. Yeah, I thought Eric saying let's go tip for tip right now might have been an underrated highlight of that moment. But no, I think what he's saying is that you're giving away the tips that we're finding. Like if you're at a poker table and you learn dude's got a tell, you know, you don't go talk about that at the break room. You know what I'm saying? Because dude might figure it out. But the 972 says, I just don't understand why he can't take the help even if he doesn't, you know.
Oh, no, I was just, like I say, I was just getting it out there what I saw. And now that I know that he won't answer any question about scheme, I'll ask him about how to make steaks all day now. That'll be the next 8 weeks. I won't ask him any football-related questions.
And
because
when we ask him about injuries and stuff, he gives us kind of the same energy back.
He could say, well, man, I tell you what, I like what you're doing with your film. You know, you could say that. He didn't have to get into, you know, Cam Jurgens talk and all that, because he brought it up about Cam. I could have talked to him about, he's right about Cam Jurgens, and, you know, we'll get into that in the pre and post game shows and stuff, but when they pull their center. Mm-hmm. That's something, you know, I said, hey, well, I've noticed this with, you know, they used to do this with Kelsey. Now they're doing this with Cam Jurgens. You just can't talk to him about football stuff.
No.
A scheme.
He doesn't want to give it away.
He didn't want to give it away.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's fine. I mean, that's cool. I'm grilled cheese sandwiches, pizza, whatever.
Cinnamon rolls and chili, man.
Cinnamon rolls and chili. We're good.
Yeah. He's just being cautious about it.
No, we're good.
Yeah, no, because in the moment, I took it as Dawson took it, which is like he was almost big time and like, hey, like I don't need, not going to need your help on this, man. Thanks. We kind of got it covered.
I watched the film. I got this.
Right. But,
thanks, Boomer.
But the more that you say it, Wolchuk, and like I think it is him being like, yes, I see what you see, and I don't want it broadcasted because I'm hoping that can help me win in the margins defensively on Sunday.
Oh, no, that's my job, is to kind of pull this stuff.
No question. That's not a you problem.
Absolutely.
To me, when he didn't answer, that just confirmed to me that I knew he actually.
Tip of the cap.
I was like, fine, man.
What you saw was right.
Yeah, what I saw was right. We'll see if they take advantage of it. Maybe they get off the ball a little quicker this weekend.
That was fantastic, dude. I thought that was great. Nice work just all around, you know? I was wondering how long the layout was going to go. Dawson was willing to jump in there. I was kind of
looking
around.
Like, I'm going to lay
what
out
What was
here.
I looking at you like?
Shrug, like, do you want to step in here? Should I step in here?
Almost shrugged my pants. I mean, I was actually
getting ready to let him go at that point because I was like, okay, you know, you've lost three in a row. You don't want to talk about this. It's a tough week. You know, let's pick this back up next week, see how we're doing.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, he's been, you know, I really appreciate
it. He was ready to get home for some cinnamon rolls and some chili.
He might have. That cinnamon roll and chili might have been talking to him right there, actually. That might have been the number two shuffle that we were hearing.
He was being short, all right, trying guys, to get out.
Run. Yeah, the bathroom was calling. It's an interesting pairing.
Yeah, it is. That is patently absurd. I've never heard that. But Google is reflecting that is not a ball sacking. That is apparently a Midwest thing.
Yeah.
There is a cinnamon roll. But you had never heard of that, bro. It's like you're a food connoisseur.
No, I've never
the cultural aspect of different ways you're putting stuff together, you'd never heard that before.
That's a different form of biscuits and gravy right there is what that's all about. Oh, you think about it.
Yeah.
It's a sweet roll with meat.
I like the spicy with the
savory.
Sweet a lot.
Yeah, savory, yeah.
You know, I wouldn't think of that's a natural pairing, but if they're trying it and loving it, I guarantee I'll love it.
Yeah. Why? Well, I put some sugar in my chili. I've done that before.
Do you prefer a sweeter chili over like a spicy chili?
I think you can have both. Spice.
Isn't that Skyline? Doesn't that have cinnamon in it?
It does have cinnamon in it. That's probably where it came from.
And that's crap.
Oh, good call. Yeah, it's all coming together. Yeah, it is crap.
It's crap.
I don't know. Will Chambers had that crappy dip. For a crappy dip, it was like, hey.
Didn't Dawson tell it was crappy? I think you did, didn't you?
Oh, we all did.
Yeah, we all kind of looked at it and go, Will, this is crap.
It wasn't good.
Yeah. And Will slammed it down on the table like it was a trophy, though. Here you go, guys.
Will right now just put a bourbon bottle on the table like, I'll show them.
You think you don't like Cincinnati chili. Well, watch this. Yeah.
Scoreboard. Yeah. I think we took it to the break room like 20 minutes later. Time now to go to the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
Okay.
With LA Live.
Okay. Need to stop it now. All right, let's get into a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live right after Rick James.
Well, all right, you friends. Fire up this phone. It'll make you dance some everything. Everybody get high.
Ladies.
I'm tired of f***ing these young air frying that ain't natural, man. It took 2 hours for this goddamn chicken to cool down. I've been blowing on this since breakfast. You trying to kill me, bitch? I got chest on fire. My chest feel like an air fryer. Put my shit in the grease, bitch. Kill me slowly like nature intended.
Yeah. Boy, I love that air fryer.
Yes.
I done made steaks this week.
Uh-huh.
Like on the way to work. Put this steak in the air fryer, jump in the shower real quick. By the time I come out, the steak gonna be damn near ready. Y'all, man, I love the air fryer. My God.
Especially when you get the times down and everything.
When you get the times down, you feel like a master, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you feel like you've hit the next level.
You got a nice little crisp on, you got a nice little crust on that thing.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow. Yeah, that joint be greasy. Oh, my gosh. Dressed up, too, with all the butter and everything. I do what I'm supposed to do with it. Made some chicken in there, too. Chicken legs.
I like to take the frozen chicken wings, right out of the grocery store bags, you know, like buffalo or lemon pepper, whatever. 9 minutes. Bam.
Bam.
You know, it's perfect.
Then put crispy. And then put that air fryer on it so you get that crispness. Yeah. That real, real good crispness. First, you cook it like bake or something like that, warm. And then you go to the air fryer part. You get that on the air. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what took him so long. They've been in a microwave before this? This seems much more basic.
All right, this is LA Live for Thursday, November 7th, 2024. It is a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live here. Tonight is always for the ladies.
Hey.
Always for the ladies. What else I got for the ladies right here?
I'm moist. Good God, I'm moist.
For the ladies.
Shout out Raheem Moistert.
For the ladies.
Raheem Moistert.
Hey, I got a fun fact for you fellas right here. Fun fact for the ladies, or about the ladies, is for you fellas. Curvy women may be more intelligent than skinny women's due to the fatty acid in their hips, apparently. That fatty acid improves their mental abilities. So curvy women are supposed to be smarter than skinny broads.
That's why we say, when we say we like thick girls, it's because it's about what's on the inside. That's what we mean.
It's about what's on the inside.
They're the smartest ones.
Yeah. Who sees?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a truth statement or if the guy's just glamored by her hips. Oh, yeah. You're brilliant.
Yeah, all of a sudden, 3 plus 3 is 19, yeah. And you're like, of course it is.
I see how you came to that conclusion. God. And I also wonder what men with childbearing hips, are they a little bit smarter, too? I'm starting paying attention to that.
I would say
Dak closing the refrigerator with his hips. I got it for you. I also seen where Sir Isaac Newton predicted that the world would end in 2060.
2060.
All right, live it up while we can.
I'll take the under.
Hey. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, look like he was on track. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on The Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. That is L-U-C-I-O-U-S. Yes, that's my name. Or you can follow us all at G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here, Oklahoma boy, Trey Young. Down there in the ATL, putting up big shots. He had a message for the Knicks fans that were doing all that booing and hissing in ATL last night.
I hope these New York fans find their way to the exit real, real quick. Boo! Take y'all ass home.
Boo! Take y'all ass home.
That's a worthy chant, man.
Why does he look like he's 43 years old?
No. But he sounds 12.
He does. Does he look like he's 43 years old?
Sounds like Nick Diaz's kid.
He came up hard, man.
I'm just asking.
I think it's because he has the worst hair in sport.
Oh, yeah, the hair's bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do they say? It's like a lollipop that's been sucked on, falls onto the carpet.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, ouch. Gosh.
Yeah, that's a little too accurate.
That's how they've described it.
Just go with the number 2. All over. Done.
Oh, boy, you guys. LA Live 105 through the Fan on a ladies' night. God. That's cap. I know plenty of dumb curvy hoes. Hilarious. Oh my God.
That's cap. Back to reality.
Yeah, you might be right, brother. We'll see. All right, South Carolina's head coach. What's his name, guys?
Shane Beamer.
Oh, Beamer.
That's it.
Beamer ball.
He's hilarious.
Shane Beamer. Shout out to the club Beamers used to be up there. South Carolina's head coach had the whole team serenade his old lady on her birthday.
Yeah.
This happened after the game Cox beat Texas A&M last Saturday.
Yeah,
he did.
Coach Beamer did something a little extra, a little romantic for his old lady. Made me think about, hey, when's the last time I did something romantic for me? It was her birthday. She was in the locker room after the game, and they did a little something special for her right here. Check this out.
All right, last one right here, then we're going to break it down. My wife, Emily, I know you're in the back. Come on up here, Em. All right. She's got a birthday coming up this week. All right. This is a great birthday for her, great birthday present. I told my kids all week that if we won this football game, all right, I was going to do a little celebration for her here in the locker room. I'm going to need y'all's help, but we ain't singing happy birthday. Don't think it's that. All right. I know y'all sing this song at practice, so I'm going to need a little backup right here. But this is her little birthday. Hit it, Big Mike.
Little When I See You by Fantasia.
There you go.
You guys ever heard of Fantasia?
Heard of her? Yes.
All right.
Pretty lady.
Big time Disney movie.
She like the, like the brooms and stuff singing?
Yeah.
Yeah. She likes to sing with her shoes off, Fantasia. When she's really in it, she's going to kick her shoes off on stage and just go back and forth just singing.
Jimmy Buffett does that too.
And you're in the front row?
Yeah.
I'm here for the feet.
Yeah, I'm here
the songs
for the
are a bonus.
Yeah. I don't care about the sound, man.
She was on American Idol when it was still
100%
fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yes. First, like, probably, second or third, fourth season, something like that.
Yeah, 100%, brother. Got another lady right here on the ladies' night. Women's pro volleyball player arrested by UK border agents.
Uh-oh.
A professional volleyball player from the Canada's women's team has been jailed after arriving at London Airport with a suitcase full of vacuum-sealed cannabis.
Oh, ma'am.
She was trafficking.
Oh,
yeah, man. She was trafficking out here.
What was her name?
Border agents found Raquel Powell, 22 years old, carrying a suitcase packed with 19 keys of cannabis, bro. 19 keys, cuz.
I don't think you understand
how much weed that is.
Yeah, I don't.
It's a lot of weed?
It's a lot of weed, bro.
She wasn't going into Russia. It's a positive thing.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that could
have been. Boy, they have her busting the rocks.
Yeah.
She was paid $300 to carry this suitcase.
No, no.
With $19.
No.
Yes.
No.
There's supposed to be another zero of two zeros behind this. If I got to carry that much, I'm going to need $30,000. Are you kidding me, dog?
Wow.
Yeah.
How old is this girl again?
22 years old.
Is she, Lucia, I'm asking a lot of questions here.
As you should.
Was she traveling with a team? Was it a charter? Did they check her bag? Or did she go through? She was commercial flying.
Looks like she was riding solo. There's about 10 more people that got busted the same weekend she got busted.
Okay.
Just like two people that same day. And then the next day, they caught like seven more, something like that, three, eight more, whatever.
Because if you're flying charter, they ain't checking that stuff.
I know.
They ain't checking that.
I know. Yeah. Ooh, that's how it feels on those cruise ships, too.
Yeah.
It's like, we need to check you
I'd
over
say,
here.
Yeah, but I
and
know.
All they do is just, and you walk off, you're like, oh, man. I wish I would have known.
Let me go back.
So much alcohol in here.
I'll be right back.
I wish I would have known. Yeah, man, $300 for carrying that.
That's a shame.
The 19 keys is worth about over $1 million in the streets.
Dude.
She was sentenced to 15 months in jail in London. It's not bad, I guess.
How bad
I don't
did
know.
She need that $300?
$300?
That's just...
Our volleyball Canadian team needs to pay
And you
want to
make $1 million for this? I'm going to need more. Give me 30, bro.
Yeah.
Bad decisions. Bad decisions scare me out
it's
here.
It's not my podcasting.
Everybody on the text is alleging she must have been a thin girl. She thin?
She wasn't thin.
Not the volleyball. Sharpest tool in the shed.
It is volleyball.
I guess our Canada girl is skinny.
Yeah. Somebody must have snitched if they caught the people after her. I wonder if she snitched.
Well, check her.
Yeah. What's going on with these Canadian Olympians, though? Didn't we have the dude last month who was the cocaine smuggler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We pay these Canadian Olympians a little bit better so they don't have to go dealing dope.
That's what we got right here.
He got tired of wearing that uniform.
Joe Exotic has announced that he is now engaged behind bars in Fort Worth. Says he's planted a new life with his 33-year-old boo.
Didn't he have some weird illness? Recently? Wasn't he like sick recently?
Yeah, like scabies or something like that.
Scabies. I wonder if that's who he got the scabies from.
Yeah. Scurvy.
Scabies just sounds awful.
That's disgusting.
It crawls on you, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't his first husband die from AIDS? Joe's first husband?
I don't know.
That would make me a...
Somebody Google that.
Did he have full-blown AIDS?
No, I think it was just HIV.
In that... Same thing.
Doesn't the prison frown on that?
No, it's not the same
thing. You can't have an open relationship.
Got a whole boyfriend over there in your cell, your bunk mate.
Wow.
Yeah. I got a real Fifi.
I mean, if they can do that, then men and women prisoners should be allowed to cohabitate, you know?
Yes.
As long as they can be peaceful about it.
His first known male
cohabitate.
Partner.
Yeah.
Male and female prisons?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, as long as you obey the rules. I mean, they're letting dudes and dudes get after it.
So, like, your whole family just bunked up together in prison. Hey, like, we live in Angola.
You want peace in the joint? Guess what? You can co-mingle as long as there's no fighting.
Well, what about pregnancies?
I thought getting away from women was one of the silver linings in prison. Well, you don't want family values in your prison?
I guess it could be a learning experience here. But you're right.
We can get this through Austin in no time.
Joe's first known male partner died of complications from HIV in 2001.
Oh, my gosh. RIP to him.
Yeah.
Lord.
His name was Brian.
Brian?
Brian.
It's a good long run.
Brian? I'm Northern Ryan. I'm Northern Ryan. Brian, hold on. I got to give you the reference so you know when I'm doing it.
Hey, everyone. Nolan Ryan here. Hey, everyone. Nolan Ryan here.
Hey,
we all need to work together. We need to be smart. Don't be a knucklehead. Do the right thing.
That's right. Nolan Ryan here. All right. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night is still RIP to the great Quincy Jones.
Oh! Tell me a secret. I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special.
Okay, I'm chilling. Tell me a secret. All right. It is a throwback Thursday. Have y'all seen the Bud Light commercial called Swear Jar?
No, I'm aware of the concept.
Okay.
I don't think I remember the Bud Light swear jar.
Did your mic just break?
I just broke the mic again.
I thought you were doing some boxing announcing going on in there.
In this corner!
Mark Elfenbein?
You're mobile.
Yeah, I done broke the microphone again. Shout out to DJ, man. You're going to be mad at me. But yeah, there was a commercial called the Swear Jars. A Bud Light commercial was originally scheduled to run during the Super Bowl. I think Super Bowl 41. But was pulled for being possibly too much for TV, okay? Too much for TV. But it won so many awards. It won an Emmy Award for Outstanding Commercial, National Gold Award, whatever that is, Addy Award, you know, Advertisement Awards, Silver Lion Award, all these awards, I don't even know what they are, but it won a whole lot of awards is what I'm trying to tell you.
Killed it.
A great commercial, apparently. Too much for the kiddies, but listen to the Swear Jar commercial by Bud Light.
What's that?
That's a swear jar. Every time someone swears, you put a quarter in it.
Who gets the money?
I don't know. We'll use it to buy something for the office, like a case of Bud Light or something.
F***ing awesome. F*** you, Bob.
F*** you, Jim.
Eric, I have a bag on line 3 for you.
Can I borrow your pen? Can I borrow your pen?
Yeah.
Will the owner of a white station wagon please go yourself?
Yeah.
We're going to go down there and we're going to some we're going to some we're going to do whatever we have to because we're going to some
whoa.
Hope.
Doesn't count.
Shut the up.
I am so proud of you mother suckers. Here.
Yeah.
Refreshingly smooth Bud Light. Always f***ing worth it.
Incredible. Amazing.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome, man.
And they punted on that marketing team? I can't believe
that's
it.
So good.
I got a whole lot more stories, but I don't have a whole lot more time, so I'm just going to have to say that I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing and the creek don't rise. That is my time. My name is Lucius Alexander. Shout out to all the ladies. I holla.
There he goes, LA Live, every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. He fixed the dang mic while doing the segments himself.
I fixed it where, like, if you have a big brother or a little brother or something like that, a sibling, I fixed it where the sibling would break it.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's barely up there.
There you go.
And as soon as they touch it, it's like, ooh, what did you do?
Okay, coming up next, a Chuck Wagon. Woo! Woolchuck, what's in store?
We got a Dodgers fan update and getting mad at your coworker. That's next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.